A warm welcome to Senator Curtis King, a Republican from the 14th Legislative District in Washington State. That's Klickitat and Skamania Counties. Senator, welcome back.
Thank you, sir. It's a pleasure to be back. Appreciate it.
I want to bust through some of the lies that I think we're hearing from people like Jay Inslee. I'm not asking you to call him a liar. I'm calling him a liar because Jay Inslee has steadfastly denied that the now $1.5 billion in carbon taxes that have been charged by the state of Washington for these credits that anybody who sells a carbon fuel like propane, natural gas, diesel or gasoline must pass on to their customers. Jay Inslee steadfastly denies it's raising gas prices. Can we call that out for what it is?
Well, he has stated all along that he thought the cap and trade would only raise the price of gas pennies. That's his term, pennies. Well, we have told him ever since this concept came up that it was going to be much larger than that. And as we have seen, even with the last sale of these credits, we're going to see more than a 50 cent per gas increase because of cap and trade. And I think that's the point that needs to be made. They want to say that the refineries, the gas companies are just gouging you. But cap and trade raises the cost of them to produce their product. And they're like any other business. When a business has to pay more to do the service or the product that they provide, they have to charge more. If they don't, they won't business.
They got a bit.
That's what it's all about.
Well, and here's the thing. Jay Inslee again said pennies. So did, I think, Department of Ecology said pennies. And then when the first auctions happened, and it was hundreds of millions of dollars for the carbon credits, we knew already that it was going to be more like what you and Todd Myers at Washington Policy Center have said, that it's going to be more like 50 cents a gallon, except now that they have collected, what is it now, $1.5 billion has been collected in the cap and trade program. Are we sure that it's only going to be 50 cents and not a whole lot more than that?
No, we're not. And that's the problem. They estimated, I believe, in 2024 that they were going to collect, I want to say, somewhere in the neighborhood of 1.4, 1.5 billion. It's now estimated to be 4 point something, almost $5 billion. Now, they want to blame this all on the gas companies. Well, let me point out one thing. There's 11 states in our country that have a regular gas price above $4 a gallon. Of those 11, California and Washington have had the highest prices for gas all summer long, much higher than most other states, even those that are over $4 a gallon. We're paying $5 and something in places.
Well, I got to tell you something, Senator King, The economics of the gasoline and diesel business don't seem all that complicated to me. When you ask economists, they say, if you take off the state and federal gas tax, so that's the cost of the fuel. So say state and federal in Washington state adds up to what, 60, 70 cents a gallon?
Yeah, I think it's 67 cents if my math is any good.
Okay, so if gas is $5 a gallon, take off 67, that leaves you about 430. They say 75% of that 430, you know, the cost of a gallon of gas, is the cost of the crude oil. But the crude oil has to be refined, it has to be transported, and that at each stage, the numbers I've been able to find are that the oil companies that refine the oil into the fuels we buy are making about a nickel a gallon. And Jay Inslee says, no, it's 80 cents. No, they charge 80 cents more, but 75 cents of that is the cost of production. It's like saying, walking into a restaurant saying, why is the steak $30 for a plate with a steak on it? You say, because the steak's only a $7 steak. You say, because you got the cost of the restaurant, the plate and the waitress and the cook and all the other costs that go into it to put that $7 steak on your plate for $30. Jay Inslee doesn't understand basic economics, does he?
Apparently he does not. I would say, going back to the point we were making before, the reason that Washington and California have the highest gas prices isn't because of the charges of the refineries. It's because those are the two states that have a cap and trade program. And you can equate the reason we have the highest gas prices in the country because we have cap and trade in this state and in California.
Is there any prospect for getting your Democrat colleagues in Olympia to understand what this is doing to people and change it? Because, Senator, I looked up the other day. I think this is a solid number. It's coming from, I think, Department of Ecology. About 3 million gallons of gasoline or diesel are sold every single day in Washington State. If it costs 50 cents more, then that math is pretty easy. It means every single day, about $1.5 million, it might be more than that, are getting sucked out of people's pockets straight into the carbon tax credit program. So $1.5 million a day, every single day. And if it goes up, because it was originally hundreds of millions for the carbon credits, and now it's $1.5 billion, it might get to where it's $1 a gallon.
It is. You got to think about who this really impacts the most. It's the middle income, the low income, the people that are just trying to scrape by, those that are making minimum wage and have to drive to their jobs. I mean, you look at my side of the state. You know, we have people that have to drive 20 miles to get to their job. There's no bus that's going to take them there. And they're lower income, and they're the ones that bear the brunt of this increase. But that doesn't seem to matter to our governor.
No, and what happens to the guy who or gal who's in the trades? You know, where you say, well, you drive a one-ton pickup truck or a juice and a half. And you say, well, hold on. I have to have that vehicle to do my job, to get the materials, to get my job and everything else. And you say my diesel bill's $600 a week or $600 a month, whatever it happens to be. And all of a sudden you jack the price up $1 a gallon. And those people, you say, well, pass it on to your customers. Well, some of my customers are going to say, well, then we can't afford you anymore. And that literally does happen. So it hits the lower and middle income, but it also hits the working man or woman. And they're still imposing the tax on farmers, which was not allowed in the law, right?
That's correct. DOE has not done their job. The Department of Ecology, the last report that they gave on emissions is for 2019. Now, that's almost 4 years ago. I mean, that's the last time. We don't know whether any of these policies are doing anything to improve improve our environment. They're not going to issue another report until 2024, and that will only go back and reference what happened, I believe, in 2022. So here we are. We're doing all of these things that are detrimental, that put our citizens in the crosshairs of just trying to survive. And Department of Ecology can't even tell us whether what we're doing is making a difference or not.
Absolutely. Senator Curtis King, who represents the 14th Legislative District as a senator in Clickitat and Skamania County. Senator King, it's always a pleasure.